Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tiktan for Talmud. Krisus Tesvav, Krisus 15a, pagination is 29. We'll start at the Mishnah, about six lines into the wide lines in the middle of the line. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Shu'alti es Rabban Gamliel, I asked Rabban Gamliel, ve'es Rabbi Yeshua, as well as Rabbi Yeshua, be'itlis shal'im in the meat market of this city. He identifies the name. Shaholchu, because they went there, likach beimo lemishta beno sherabin gamliel, to purchase an animal for the chasna meal of Rabbi Gamliel's son. And we're going to say what the question was, and it's a bit of a sophisticated question. The question, of course, is, before we get to the question of Rabbi Akiva, why is the Mishnah recounting the details of where this question was asked? Why is that so important? In the marketplace of Immum, where they went to buy an animal for the Chasna. So you look at Tosfos Yeshanim, in the smaller print, which in my print, at least, is the bottom of the page, just under the wides of Rashi. The end of the Tosfos Yeshanim, the last two lines, we're going to recount this sophisticated question that Rabbi Akiva asked under these circumstances to tell us the praise. Even though they were busy, they were paying attention to whatever their purchase was, and travel. Hayu asukim b'divrei Torah. They were still involved in divrei Torah, and of such a status, of such a stature of divrei Torah, that it was a significant question that was being discussed, which also gives us a praise that this was even belechtecha baderech Torah, while they're traveling. This is how deep they were able to go, because generally they were able to achieve great depth in Torah. So again, going back to the text, Rabbi Akiva asked this question. The Mishnah could have recounted, just like every other case, that he asked a question and got an answer. And we'll learn the question and answer in a moment. But the Mishnah went to lengths to tell us the location, to gain perspective here. There was like a pride in Jewish scholarship in how deep people lived Torah, that these were the circumstances, and there would have been distractions with the travel, with the meat market, with the chasna endeavors. There's so many things to get distracted, and nevertheless, they're deep into the sugya. Remarkable. Other Mefarshim also grapple with this question. The Orach Liner, for example, suggests that the reason the details were recounted is to teach us a different halacha, which is that even though Rabbi Gamliel is the Nasi and has to be respected and conduct himself in the manner of respect, but in certain ways, Nasi Shemachal al Kavodo Kavodo Machal, if he's busy with a mitzvah endeavor and he lowers his prestige, but for the sake of a mitzvah, so nasi shemachol al kavodo kavodo machol, and he's able to do that. Plenty to discuss, but that's the direction. We want to find a reason for this extra information. Here's the question of Rabbi Akiva. Habo al achoso, a person who has relations with his sister, which is a violation, and it's here in Maseches Krisus, it's a serious violation. Va'al achos aviv, and on the sister of his father, his aunt. Va'al achos imo, and on the sister of his mother. Mahu, what's the halacha in such a case? He did it b'shogeg. Chayiv achas Al-Kulan, is he just considered in violation once? He did Arayis. O chayev al kol achas va'achas, or is he chayev on each one? And certainly at first glance, we might think that it's three different women. But in reality, we're going to see in the Gemara that it's talking about one woman who is all of these, and it's a bit of a riddle. How can the same woman be his sister, his father's sister, and his mother's sister? Psh, pretty cool. I mean, not so cool. It's going to require an excessive level of wickedness to produce such a situation, but that's the question. Amrulo, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel responded to Rabbi Akiva, Lo shamanu. We never heard such a ruling. We can't give it to you from tradition. Avo shamanu, but we heard a case that could be related. Haba al hei noshav nidos behelam achas. If a man comes upon five wives of his, in the time when a man was allowed to have more than one wife, and all five were nidos, and he did it all in the same forgetfulness. He forgot hilchas nida. Okay, so he's with all five women. How many karbanos of atonement is he going to have to bring? And the ruling in that case of nida is that he has to bring one for each of the five violations. We don't roll them into one and say, well, there was only one forgetfulness of nida, but rather each one is its own experience and needs its own kapara. V'roinanu, and it seems to us, shehadvarim kal v'chomer, that the case that you proposed is a kal v'chomer that certainly it's going to need a separate atonement karban for each one of these violations, because each one of the violations is sourced in a different pasuk. Whereas, at least by the five nida example, it's sourced from the same pasuk, so one might think that it only gets one atonement. And even over there, we ruled that you need five. So certainly if it's sourced from different psukim, it should definitely need different atonements. Says the Gemara. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Ilema kediktani, if it's like it sounds that he came on three different women, mighty paile. What's the question of Rabbi Akiva? Hare shemos muchlokim, hare gufan muchlokim. It's different violations and it's different people. It's each one is its own violation. That should be obvious. Elohi Ktani, what was Rabbi Akiva's question? He was asking, Haba al achos aviv, shehi achos imo, chayiv achas al kulano, chayiv al kol achas va'achas, mahu. If you have someone who's got a sister, who's his father's sister, and his mother's sister, same person, how many violations is that considered in context of kares and shigigaso chatas to bring the atonement karban? Mi amrinon, do we say, hare shemos muchlokim, the origin of the violation is different. These are different psukim in the Torah. O dilma, hare ein gufan muchlokim, but it's not a different person, it's one act. So is that considered the need of different atonements? And this is, of course, similar to what we did in the previous session, where one person does one act, but that one act has multiple ramifications in halacha. He's eating the same kezayis, but at the same time that he's in violation of chelev, forbidden food, he's also in violation of kodshim because it's sacred. So here also, he does one act with the woman, but it has different ramifications. How many atonements does he have to bring? Amru lo, and they responded, lo shamanu. We did not hear a ruling on that. Avo shamanu, but we did hear, habal hei noshav nidos bevasachas, if a person came on five of his wives, and they're all nidos. Shehu Shem Echad, the origin is the same Pasuk. Shechayev Okalachas Va'achas Mishum Nida, but it's five different acts, and therefore it's five different atonements that are necessary. V'ra'inu Shadvarim Kal V'chomer, and it seems to us that it's a Kal V'chomer. Umaha Baal Heinoshav Nidas Bevasachas Shehi Shem Achas. Even though it's one origin of Pasuk, Chayev al Kalachas Fa'achas, nevertheless it's considered five violations. Achoso, she achos avim, she achos imo. The sister, who's his father's sister and his mother's sister also. Shein gimel sheimot, it's three violations from the psukim. Ein adin shei chayev al Kalachas Fa'achas, certainly it should be in need of different atonements. And the Gemara adds that if you understand Rabbi Akiva in this way, that it's one woman who has three violations associated with her regarding this man, Ikalamifrach, we really could ask, Ma lehe nido sheken gufon muchlokin. By the Nida case, it's five different women, it's five different acts. So I understand it's five different atonements, but over here, good, the three violations are from three different psukim, but it's one act. And you could paskin that it needs three different atonements, but to say it's a kal v'chomer from Nida, ika l'mifrach, I could ask you that it's not the same, because by Nida it's five different acts, five different women, so it's different atonements. Whereas over here, it's just one act with one woman. I don't hear you kal v'chomer. Okay. The Gemara in the next line does give a source for how to paskin the Shaila, but we're going to skip that for simplicity. At the end of the next line, Amar Ravada Bar Ava, Ravada Bar Ava says, what is the case that is being proposed to understand Rabbi Akiva's question? If we assume it's all rolled into one woman, what's that case? Mishkach Asla, you would find it, Berishia bar Rishia. If you have a Rasha, who's the son of a Rasha, that means we have a Rasha Aleph, and he has a son, Rasha Beis. And if we understand how Rasha Beis was produced, and then what Rasha Beis does, then you'll understand how you could have a case that a person is living with his sister, who's also his father's sister and his mother's sister. Okay, there's a Rasha Aleph and a Rasha Beis. Sheba al Imo, the first Rasha was with his mother. Vaholid Beis Banos, and that union, forbidden as it is, produced two daughters. So we have the mother who gave birth to Rasha Aleph, and then Rasha Aleph lives with his mother and produces, for argument's sake, Rachel and Leah. So now let's think about this. Rasha Aleph is related to Rachel and Leah, both in that they are his children, but more importantly for our conversation, they are his sisters. V'chozar ubo alachas mehen, and then Rasha Aleph went ahead and lived with one of those girls, let's say with Rachel, for argument's sake. So he's living with his sister, who's also his daughter. Sister from the mother, daughter, because this Rasha Aleph was with the mother and produced this child. Faholid Bain, and that union of Rasha Aleph with Rachel produced a child who we're going to call Rasha Beis, because you're going to see what he does. Uba beno al achos imo. And that child, Rasha Beis, comes upon the sister of the mother, that's Leah. Shehi achoso, shehi achos aviv. And that relationship has all of these. Dahavale Rishia bar Rishia, because that's the case of a Rasha ben Rasha. Again, Rasha Beis is living with Leah, and Leah is unique, that first of all, she's his sister because they're both children of Rasha Aleph. Also, this Leah is a sister to Rasha Aleph, because they're both produced from the mother. And additionally, this Leah is a sister to Rasha Beis's mother, Rachel. And therefore, you have this case of his sister, his father's sister, mother's sister, and that's who he lived with. How many atonements does he need? If we understand Rabbi Akiva was rolling it all into one case, that would be the case. Yashar Koach. Thank you for joining.